From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Five women shot and killed in Afghanistan. Afghan officials say gunmen have shot dead six government workers, including five women in southern Kandahar province. The early morning attack occurred when unknown assailants ambushed and sprayed with bullets a minivan transporting the female Kandahar airport security staff to work. The deadly attack also left the male driver dead. No immediate claims of responsibility for the violence. A spokesman for the Taliban denied its involvement, saying the Islamist insurgency has nothing to do with the attack. An agreement was reached Saturday to resume the evacuation of Syria's eastern Aleppo. The evacuation was suspended Friday due to demands from pro-government forces who wanted two additional villages evacuated. Residents of the villages will be included in Saturday's exodus, which has yet to begin. The Syrian government suspended the evacuation Friday after blasts and gunfire were heard in Aleppo. Both rebels and government forces accused the other of breaking the fragile ceasefire agreement. A car bomb has exploded next to a bus in central Turkey, killing at least 13 soldiers and wounding 55 people, most of them soldiers. Six are in critical condition. The blast in the city of Kayseri destroyed the bus carrying off-duty soldiers. The attack took place near the campus of a university. An average of 20 migrants died on migratory routes every day in 2016, far surpassing numbers from previous years, according to the International Organization for Migration. More than half of the nearly 7,200 deaths counted this year occurred in the Mediterranean Sea on routes to Greece, Italy, Cyprus, and Spain, according to a report released yesterday by the IOM. The significant increase in deaths in the Mediterranean is particularly striking because the overall number of migrant arrivals in Europe has declined sharply in the last year. This is VOA News. Speaking at his final news conference of the year late Friday, President Obama stressed that Americans cannot let themselves be affected by Russia.
This is part of what I meant when I said that we've got to think about what's happening to our political culture here. The Russians can't change us or significantly weaken us. They are a smaller country. They are a weaker country. Their economy doesn't produce anything that anybody wants to buy except oil and gas and arms. They don't innovate. But they can impact us if we lose track of who we are. They can impact us if we abandon our values.
The U.S. intelligence community believes Russia hacked the Democratic Party during the presidential race to favor Republican Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton. Michelle Obama says the White House needs a grown-up, and that the nation will come to appreciate her husband, President Barack Obama. In an interview with Oprah Winfrey, set to air Monday night on CBS, the First Lady said her husband made the country more hopeful.
Now we're feeling what not having hope feels like. You know, hope is necessary. It's a necessary concept. And Barack didn't just talk about hope because he thought it was just a nice slogan to get votes.
The Obamas campaigned aggressively against Donald Trump in favor of Hillary Clinton, possibly thinking a major U.S. aid package had been terminated. An enraged Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte said goodbye to the U.S. in retaliation today and threatened to dissolve an agreement that allows U.S. troops to visit the Philippines. The Millennium Challenge Corporation, a U.S. government aid agency, did not actually cancel the aid, however. The agency instead deferred a vote on the renewal of aid for the Philippines, subject to a further review of concerns about rule of law and civil liberties in the Philippines. Manila has been one of Washington's chief Asian allies since the two sides signed a mutual defense treaty in 1951. Russia, Pakistan, and China will hold the next round of three-way counterterrorism talks in Moscow on December the 27th, primarily focusing on turmoil-hit Afghanistan. Russian ambassador to Islamabad, Alexei Detov, said Afghanistan is worrisome because of a lack of three crucial elements. That's a stable, self-sufficient economy, good governance, and a strong army. Having the world at your fingertips through the internet was touted as a revolution in education, but a new study suggests internet in the classroom is linked to poorer test scores. Writing in the journal Psychological Science, researchers say the trend of lower test scores was seen even with the most intelligent and motivated students. Even when the students used their computers for class-related work, it did not help their scores. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.